A Republican senator negotiating climate change legislation left a White House meeting today saying now is the time to act on energy policy. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham has been working for months with Democrat John Kerry of Massachusetts and Independent Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut on a bipartisan climate change bill. Graham said this evening outside the White House that comprehensive legislation can create jobs, diminish dependence on foreign oil, and improve the environment. And he wants members of his party to get engaged.
If you're a Republican and you believe we should drill, baby, drill, now's your chance. If you're a Republican, independent, or Democrat that believes in nuclear power, the store is open, now's your chance. And I hope every American would pursue cleaner air. Don't let this moment pass. Don't water down a chance to transform our economy.
Graham was one of six Republican senators invited to the White House by President Obama. Senator Lisa Murkowski also attended, but she avoided talking to reporters afterward. She has not put out a statement commenting on the meeting as of airtime, even though she was the only member of the Republican leadership team there. The closed-door gathering also included several cabinet members, among them Environmental Protection Agency head Lisa Jackson, with whom Murkowski disagrees on EPA regulations. Seven Democrats and the independent Lieberman were in the room, too. All the senators invited were considered key to the current climate debate or are swing votes. Maine Republican Susan Collins told reporters on the way out of the White House that President Obama says he still wants Congress to pass a climate bill this year. But many hurdles stand in the way, including whether emissions should be capped and whether a carbon trading system should be set up. Senator Graham supports carbon pricing and says he wants a broad bill rather than a piecemeal approach.
I've said it pretty bluntly. I'm not going to support a half-ass energy bill because that's what it will become. It will become a watered-down energy bill where we can go back home and say we did good things. And the truth is, we'll go back home and we're no more independent of foreign oil than we were before the bill passed.
Graham and the other senators say the White House didn't lay out details of what it is willing to put on the table, but independent Senator Lieberman says all sides will have to compromise, including the White House.
You know, when the three of us got together, we all agreed that to make this happen, for the country, every one of us had to leave our comfort zone. And as the president reminded us today, he left the Democratic comfort zone in his State of the Union when he came out for more support for nuclear power and more drilling for oil and gas in America. And of course, what we hope for in return is support for some of the other programs that have traditionally been of concern to people who are Democrats or even independents.
Lieberman, Kerry, and Graham say they're working on an offshore drilling component to their bill. In the meantime, Alaska's delegation is waiting to hear what direction the administration actually takes on offshore development. Officials have said they are aiming to announce new drilling policies in the coming weeks, which could greatly affect Alaska.